like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
Thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This has been The Fridge with Tatum. You can catch similar songs back here next Monday, 10 to 11 p.m. Thanks for tuning in so late. And because I am such an avid enjoyer of gardens, if you're interested in community gardens in the wider Pittsburgh area, you can always feel free to jump over to growpittsburgh.org and search for community gardens. Should be under their resources tab. And I hope everyone else has a wonderful night. And again, thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
That is a teenager of some many years ago, but by the name of Lori London, backed by the Jeff Love Orchestra here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. He's got the whole world in his hands. And Chuck Mangione before that with Feels So Good. It feels so good to be with you here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good. It's good to be with you. I was running out of things to say, quite frankly. But anyhow, let's see. It's time to talk about the holidays that you didn't know existed, but you should, because I've told them to you before, I'm sure. But it's always good to remind you so that you celebrate them, beginning with January 24th and Beer Can Appreciation Day. So appreciate your beer can and all it holds for you. It's also Compliment Day, so say something nice about someone you don't like. Global Belly Laugh Day, and they can laugh at you when you say something that about somebody you don't like, right? January 25th is National Seed Swap Day. That's the last Saturday in January. So swap your seeds and just do that. And it's also Opposite Day, so don't swap your seeds. Yes, January 26th is Australia Day, and it is also Spouses Day, so that means you have to celebrate each other. But Valentine's Day is coming up soon, so January 27th is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Now, I appreciate that every day. A good pop of bubble wrap is always fun. It's the last Monday in January every year. It's also Chocolate Cake Day, but it's also Punch the Clock Day. So this could go one of two ways, either clockwise or counterclockwise. If your place of employment still has a punch clock where you insert the ticket and it punches a hole in it and so on and so forth, go in and punch your clock. Or you could punch the clock on the table or something, or your watch on your wrist. I wouldn't recommend that, though. That gets pretty expensive. So what else? January 28th is Data Privacy Day. That should be every day. It is also Fun at Work Day and National Kazoo Day. Yes, there is a day to celebrate National Kazoos, and that's January 28th. Alabama Vest of Macon, Georgia made the first kazoo in the 1840s, but the commercial production didn't occur until 1912. And it's been driving parents bonkers ever since. January 29th is Chinese New Year this year. Some people call it Lunar New Year, depending on how old you are, I guess. National Puzzle Day, National Corn Chip Day, Red Carnation Day, and then January 30th is National Inane Answering Message Day. So leave an inane message on your answering device. Can't even call it a machine anymore. Good Lord. And those are the holidays you need to celebrate. That was a rather odd listing of holidays, wasn't it? Here's Lex De Azevedo and California Girls on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, that's Skitch Henderson there with The Eyes of Love, or Carol's theme, not the other Eyes of Love song that there is. Stan Freeman before that, The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. Sven Lebeck, If Ever You're in My Arms Again, Can't Get It Out of My Head, was done by John Fox, and Lex de Azevedo had California Girls to start off that set. I'm okay with it. Dateline Taipei. Now, this is a story that is all unto itself because it's so bizarre. A Taiwanese plastic surgeon has garnered international attention now after performing a vasectomy on himself and sharing the procedure online with the video amassing over 2.3 million views and igniting discussions about male contraception. This is bizarre. Dr. Chen Wing-Yong, a licensed plastic surgeon in Taipei, conducted the unusual self-procedure back on January 8th, documenting the entire process live online. What typically takes 15 minutes extended to an hour as Dr. Chen navigated the challenges of operating on himself. He said, "I believe in myself more than anyone else. Describing the procedure as a gift to his wife, the surgeon detailed how performing a self-vasectomy required significant flexibility and coordination, as the positioning differed substantially from regular operating procedures. He had the proper medical supervision, three medical professionals present, including his wife, who is also a licensed surgeon, alongside a urology student and a male nurse. So he was well covered there. He emphasized that the surgery was performed at his own expense and had no connection to health insurance claims. My question is, why would he have done it at all? I'm at a loss for this one. Maybe he could do it again. Here's Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
BJ Thomas on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. That was the second version of that tune, I believe, or was the Uka Chaka version. I forget which one begat the other, but that was a good song in the 1970s. And Pat Valentino before that with Wedding Bell Blues, done by the Fifth Dimension originally, and Ronnie Aldridge with Do It Again. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. I'm having trouble talking today, but that's pretty typical for me. And we'll continue with the music here with Lex de Acevedo and Physical. Olivia Newton-John from the 1970s on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. If I talk carefully, I can get it out.
There's friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, the Botticelli Orchestra, and Yesterday Once More. Before that, Neil Richardson and his orchestra and singers. Here You Come Again. Do You Want to Know a Secret was done by Frank Chaxfield. Percy Faith had MacArthur Park. Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, who is also Jeff Love, by the way. Never on Sunday. And Lex de Acevedo and Physical. Now I Can Talk. Near the end of the first hour, I Can Talk. You know, there's something to this. I just don't get this, so you know what I need to do when I have that problem. I need to do this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Oh yeah.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I feel better already. Here's the Buckingham Strings with Listen to the Falling Rain on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Baker takes us up to the top of the hour with Whistle Stop. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? It's going to be great.
RCT Pittsburgh. Welcome back to another episode of Loja do Mestre André, where we dive deep into the world of Portuguese music. Today we'll dive into the discography of one of the most prominent rappers and musicians in Portugal today, Slo J. In his own words, Slo J is a mix. João Coelho, his birth name, was born in Setúbal, the city of my district, actually. The son of a Portuguese mother and an Angolan father. He grew up moving from place to place in and out of Portugal, and connected with all kinds of cultures while searching for himself. Music has always been an intimate travel companion. That's how he defines himself in his label's website, Sente Isto, Feel This. And today we will hear from his three full-length LPs. First, The Art of Slowing Down from 2017, then You Are Forgiven from 2019, and his most recent project, Afro Fado, released in November 2023. His music can be naively labeled as hip-hop, but as he says, Slo J is a mix of fado, samba, hip-hop, rock, and so many other influences. To me, he's simply one of the best Portuguese rappers, singer-songwriters, producers, and lyricists who's helped shatter barriers and prejudice about Portuguese music and cultural identity. We're already listening to one of the tracks of his first LP, The Art of Slowing Down, the final track actually, called Mundança, which means change, but it's also a pun on the words mundo and dança, world, dance, and it's clear already here how he mixes some of his African influences into his music. Stick with me for a full hour of Slo J and his music.
Depois desta vida vai vir a outra. Thank you. Eu tô tão longe da verdade pura, dura, à procura da sanidade do outro lado da loucura. Diz o monge que a verdade cura, jura, mas por mais que eu sorria, volta sempre chuva e volta a ser humano. E para onde é que ele volta? Se não és rico, nem pobre, nem preto, nem branco, qual a camisola, brother? Só me isola, brother. Estão-me a meter etiquetas, gavetas, só tretas para ver se a minha sola cola. Isto é de sol a sol, o meu caminho a mim pertence. Isto é para toda a gente e eu repito, toda a gente. Nada nos une, nada nos separa, preso, penso. Teoria insana em que eu vivo clinicamente tenso. Eu estou pronto para conversarmos a sério. E se eu tiver errar o passo no terraço do prédio, dá-me a verdade crua e cristalina, dá-me a tua perspectiva. Perspectiva à chave, eu já nasci com o olho fechado. Isto não é comida, broda, mas espero que te alimente. A fome desta alma que aguça o meu pensamento. A abrupta voz da calma nunca dorme, nunca mente. Passado no alimento ao meu presente. Eu paro o tempo, por noite raramente em casa a cota senta, falo.